Nath, please get the round of applause ready. Not for Mitch, he gets enough of them.
What?
But for our next guest. She has spent close to 30 years owning and operating businesses in various areas, from marketing and PR to health and fitness. She has a bachelor degree in arts and law, a qualification in interior design, and holds a property representative's license. She's the current managing director of LJ Hooker Pinnacle Property, and for some reason spent $3.7K on dinner with Jimmy, Nathan, Mitchie at the stage Chatty Ball last year. Please welcome to the show, Penny Higgs.
Penny, welcome.
Thank you for that. I like my bio. That's pretty cool.
That's all thanks to producer Grace.
Yeah, can't take credit there. That is lovely, producer
Thank
Grace.
Thank you, Grace.
Penny, we'll start with, we'll cast our minds back to the stage Chatty Ball last year. Nathan and I are on stage. We're hosting it, and I think we were just killing some time. And as a joke, we started bidding on ourselves for a dinner with us.
It was the end of the live auction.
End of the live auction. Yep. We went to Mitchie when people started bidding and went, should we actually do this?
I said no.
We started doing it as a joke, and then, yeah, we live went to be sure we do it, and he goes, nah, and we go, great, we're going to do it.
And a lot of people were bidding, and Penny, you ended up winning us.
Ta-da!
Yeah, absolutely. It was insane. Now, Penny, I mean, we need to say, sorry, first of all, I also called you Benny, so I'm sorry about that. But the original promise was that we were supposed to come to your house and make you dinner. That has since changed about 3 or 4 times. That is not what's happening, but we have come to an agreement. Can you tell everybody what we are doing this Wednesday?
Well, this Wednesday we are hosting an event with Mitch and you guys, just in support of the SFLW, the Women's League, which my company is also the naming rights sponsor for, but all around mental health and sport, and also mental health in real estate, because my team's going to be there. And instead of you buying me dinner, I'm buying you dinner. So I'm coming out of this with you know, a few extra funds down the corner.
Yeah, right, yeah. Classic Jimmy and Nate, making it all about them. Okay, well, this is awesome. This is happening this Wednesday. Now, essentially how it's going to work is both myself, Jimmy, and of course Mitchie's going to be there. I'm going to be hosting it, and guys, it's all about you guys telling your stories as well. Of course, Mitch, I mean, your story is so powerful that we've heard so many times, and Jim, you're the same. You guys have got really important stories with really important messages. I guess, how do you guys feel about telling those stories once again?
Yeah, well, when I had a catch up with Penny a while ago about what we do, it was like, well, yeah, let's get in a room, have some fun firstly, and hopefully put on an entertaining evening for, as you said, the SFL players and W players and your staff. But, yeah, get something out of it. You know, share our stories in a different way, you know, rather than just standing and presenting or doing it on radio. Nath will go through a set of questions and share our stories and give some tips along the way. I think that's what it's all about. You know, raising awareness is great, but, you know, passing on some ways in which we can help ourselves and help each other going through a tricky time or battling with some mental health issues. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
I've never really thought about it before, but I mean, I did Mitchie's podcast and, you know, I really enjoyed that. And I guess, you know, listening to it as well, because the first episode was Mitchie sharing his story, and then, you know, I felt very privileged to be the second episode and talk about my own struggles. But I think, I don't know, Mitch, if you've ever thought about this, but, and you know, you being touched by mental health with, you know, taking his life, but then, you know, my struggles with me battling that myself and having those dark moments, I'm kind of excited for both of us to tell sort of those, because those are the two sides of mental health. For those that are affected by it, that, you know, for the loved ones, but they've never experienced those demons in their own head, but they've had people that are close to it. And then also the other side, the people who have the demons in their head, the people that are doing that fight.
It's going to be a good mix. I think you're absolutely right. It'll come from a couple of different perspectives, and I think, you know, they're the ways that we can make a difference and hopefully what engages with the audience. So, yeah, looking forward to it
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Penny, you touched on it just before, but, I mean, your team is going to be there as well. The mental health space within the real estate community, I mean, is just as important. Are you excited for them to get some stuff out of it too?
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to Mitch just before we came on and saying we joke about the 3 Ds of real estate: death, divorce and debt, because when people are selling their house, they're often going through one of those phases in life. And real estate agents are not their counsellors, but they're certainly the people that are closest to them throughout this whole process. So that's got to affect you. It's really got to affect you, particularly, you know, people that have long careers in real estate. And also the new people that aren't expecting that to happen. And we've got a lot of new people that are just coming on board that'll be there on Wednesday night. Yeah. So, it's got something, a story to tell there as well. But I think before we get too deep on all that, the name of the event is Health and Hilarity. So it's got to have some fun involved in it as well.
Pressure's on.
Absolutely. That's why I said it.
I think you guys better learn some gags.
You're going to get your $3,700 worth of jokes here.
No, look, you're right as well, Penny, and I will get you to that. Hopefully we're funny. We'll get you to mention how, I guess, if people listen to the show can get involved. But, yeah, I mean, that's something Nathan and I have always been big on with Mitchie, you know, in hosting the Stage Hattie Ball and on having Mitchie on every Monday and stuff is, and Mitch, I know you can vouch for this, is trying to bring that humour and trying to bring that into it, because these can be, you know, tough conversations. I mean, even Short Stay, Brave the Cold, Brave the Conversation. A lot of people aren't having the conversation because they think it has to be this huge, heavy thing, when in reality, it doesn't. I mean, even on, like I said, your podcast again, there were moments when we're laughing on that. And I think that helps people talk about these things, is when you're having that conversation, which is heavy, but there's a smile on your face.
Yeah. Well, it's all about the small things, isn't it? You know, like we can have a laugh along the way, but no matter what people are going through, there's always going to be something that'll bring you down. So I just don't think you have to be serious about it all the time. And as you said, you hit the nail on the head. That's how we do it.
Absolutely. Now, Penny, if people want to be involved in this event, which we're going to be at Wednesday, is there a way for them to do so? Or is there someone that we can point the finger at whose fault it is?
Absolutely. I think I mentioned to you last time we spoke that it was not me that wanted to buy you. It was my finance director. And so she takes full responsibility for this whole thing. So she can take care of it all. Yeah. So if anybody's interested, please email Anna Cornish. So that's acornish@ljhilkerpinnacle.com. And she will be more than happy to give you all the details.
Amazing. Well, Penny, we're very much looking forward to it. One thing I do need you to help us do on the night, if we get a bit excited and we need to kill time, please do not let us auction ourselves off again. Mitch had zero control. I feel like you have a lot more control of your event. Please stop us from doing that. Otherwise, we'll be back next year going, Mitch, what are we doing this time?
What are we doing again?
Weirdly, Mitch buys us. And so you guys are going to MC the ball again.
Guys, thank you so much. Mitch, Penny, I'll give you both a round of applause. Thank you so much. Actually, no, this is for Penny. This is not for you, Mitch.
No, I was about to say all for Penny.
No, look, and we will we'll get a photo. We'll post a link in all those contact details on Facebook at Hit 100.9 if you do want to get involved.
Of course. And as always, guys, Lifeline's available 24/7, 13, 11, 14. Or you can call a Tasmanian Lifeline on 1-800-98-4434 between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Penny, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.